In this bulletin, Scott Morrison vows to act on the findings of a report on workplace culture in Parliament. Tributes for trailblazing Indigenous actor David Delfingu. And in football, A-League club Sydney FC celebrates being named Australasia's best sporting team. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has welcomed the release of a long-awaited report into parliamentary culture after the concerns raised by former political staffer Brittany Higgins. After more than 8 months, the report by Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins and commissioned by the federal government has been made public. It finds one in three workers in federal parliament face some form of sexual harassment. Only 11% who experienced harassment reported it. The report recommends that all parties need to push for gender parity to change the workplace culture, the creation of a new code of conduct for MPs and their staff, and enforcement by an independent parliamentary standards commission. Mr. Morrison thanked Brittany Higgins for her advocacy work and says the government will take action on the report's recommendations.
We did not wait to receive this report to take action. We took action through the parallel commissioning of the Foster report and implementing those recommendations, so we now address these, not from a standing start, but already underway, taking action together to respond to the very serious issues that have been highlighted in this place. These are problems we all own, and they're problems we all have a responsibility together to fix.
A new report has found a rising number of Australians are worried racism is a major issue. The Scanlon Foundation's 2021 Mapping Social Cohesion report found concern among Australians across all age groups and demographics on the issue has grown from 40% to 60% in the last 12 months. Report author Monash University Emeritus Professor Andrew Marcus says one possible explanation is increased scrutiny of far-right extremism.
It may be explained in terms of the exposure of the far-right in the media. You know, far-right demonstrations against vaccination or demonstrations against lockdowns. And that level of exposure has increased the level of concern within the community.
Australia is mourning the death of Yolngu actor David Delfingu. The 68-year-old was diagnosed with lung cancer in 2017. His death was announced in a statement by South Australia's Premier Stephen Marshall. Mr. Marshall paid tribute, saying he was an iconic once-in-a-generation artist who shaped the history of Australian film and Aboriginal representation on screen. He was an actor, dancer, singer and painter, and Mr. Marshall says he was also one of the greatest artists Australia has ever seen. The pioneering Indigenous actor and Khan Award winner is known for film roles including Walkabout, Rabbit Proof Fence, The Tracker and Crocodile Dundee. To sport, five-time A-League champion Sydney FC are celebrating their newfound status as Australasia's best sporting team. Research conducted by an analytics firm saw the Sky Blues dethrone NRL powerhouse Melbourne Storm based on results over the past five seasons. In further good news for the club, Sydney FC's women's side placed fifth overall, making them Australasia's best-ranked female sporting team. And planning is well underway for the 2032 Brisbane Games, with consultation beginning between community groups on issues like homelessness and job recruitment associated with the event. Queensland Parliament is considering legislation to establish the Organising Committee as an independent statutory body to control the operational and financial aspects of the Brisbane 2032 Summer Olympic Games. During the second reading of the bill, Minister for Sport and Tourism, Stirling Hinchcliffe, says there will be consultation across Indigenous and multicultural communities as job recruitment opens for the event.
The Organising Committee will engage with and provide a voice to all sections of the community involved in the Games through the establishment of commissions, which will draw representation from local community, regional representation, Indigenous representation, multicultural communities and the broader community sector, including housing and homelessness services. The Games are a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for everyone in Queensland to get involved, because we're going to need thousands of chefs, waitstaff, bus drivers, security guards, tour operators.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny 25. Adelaide, mostly sunny 31. Melbourne, humid, partly cloudy 31. Hobart, a possible afternoon shower 27. Canberra, a shower or two, 25. Wollongong, showers, 22. Sydney, shower or two, 24. Newcastle, similar conditions, 23. Brisbane, rain and showers with a possible storm, 26. Cairns, a shower or two, 33. And Darwin, a possible shower, 36. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.